The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Morning everyone, afternoon, 12 o'clock, lunchtime, how are you all? You're with Warwick and Finn on the Mental Health Half Hour Show. Today we're talking with two guys, Marnie and Carl. They are from the...
Card Merchants. Hi everyone, excellent. I'm Finn, and I'll introduce you to Marnie from Card Merchant and Carl, who I met a long time ago. Yeah. Hi guys, how are you?
Good mate, good.
Well, thank you, yep.
Cool. So as we know, the show's about mental health, and so I thought it would be a really cool opportunity for us to talk about how being part of a constructive, healthy community and having fun and using mathematics and challenges and I can, yeah.
The list please, goes on.
Please stop me now.
Yeah, sure. Cool. So yeah, Marnie here. Hi, thanks for having us on. Definitely a big advocate for, you know, talking about just being well and, you know,
maintaining everyone, wellness. Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone taking their journey and getting better and better and improving their day-to-day life. But in this sense, I run a shop down on Hardy Street called Card Merchant Nelson, and it sort of came out of a bit of need for change through COVID, but it's basically a passion project for me, which is all to do with in-person gaming, as you're sort of suggesting or moving to implying there. So
yep.
Card games, Magic the Gathering, Flesh and Blood, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, all the old and new, you know, trading card games. And then Dungeons and Dragons, Warhammer, you know, role-playing figurines, just anything that you can get involved with, basically meet friends, play games, and enjoy.
Mm. Cool. Warwick, do you know much about the Card Merchant?
It's not really my thing, cards and gaming. Okay. I used to play PlayStation 1, Gran Turismo, and Xbox One, 1080 same. Snowboarding, and going back a long time when I was playing games and stuff on. But well, I definitely spent a lot of time on them, on games, gaming over weekends, like days on end and nights on end. Very, very addictive thing if you're that way inclined. But
yeah. And as a bit of research to the show beforehand, I did actually communicate with Dr. Phil in regards to addiction. And and the mutual understanding was that you can also have some semi-healthy addictions, like that are constructive, like running, jogging, as you do, and playing cards and gaming, but not taking it to that obsessional level.
Mm. Yeah, well, I suppose it's where you draw the line then.
Well, I think with like the in-game, in-person gaming as opposed to the like on a console or something gaming, like in-person you can't really do that for 24 hours. Like, most people are going to be like, well, I want to go home and go to bed.
So excuse me for being naive and butting in, but what is person...
In-person gaming. Well, so in-person gaming is, you know, like playing a board game with somebody, or like we're talking about like playing card games, or even D&D. A lot of the time D&D is in person. Sometimes it's not so much anymore, though there is people that do it online, but it's not quite the same as like playing on a console at home, you know, because you're actually interacting with other human beings and becoming part of an in-person community as opposed to an online community.
Okay, D&D gaming, what's
Dungeons and Dragons. So there's like a storyteller or dungeon master, as it's called, and they'll be the one to lead like a group of 4-6 people through like a kind of loosely pre-made story, but it can have different options. So I always liken it to like as a simple explanation to those chapter books you maybe read when you were young, that it said like, you know, do you want to chase the monster down the hole, go to 67, or do you want to jump off the cliff and go to page 93? So D&D is kind of like a advanced, you know, much more options and complicated version of that.
So it's not just Dungeons and Dragons the game. game, Dungeons and Dragons, as a banner for a whole
fantasy role-playing world.
Is that what you call it, Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. Well, it's just one type, right? There's lots and lots of different ones.
Yes. It all comes under the umbrella of role-playing.
Yeah, RPGs.
Yeah, RPG. And Carl's got such a good point. The impersonal nature of online gaming allows people to get away with toxic behaviour, whereas in person you're seeing emotions and body language, and it's far more intimate and more healthy. Yeah,
and for sure more healthy. And you're being like people can, you know, like if you want to put it under the sort of banner of mental health, people can actually monitor their friends this way.
Yeah.
You know, you can see if your mate's having a rough day.
Yeah.
And you can talk to them and maybe they let loose a little bit of information, and then you can both talk through it instead of ruminating and getting stagnant inside your mind.
Yeah.
You actually with other people, and people can see that you're hurting or like you're suffering or. Yeah, it's just a much healthier place to be. And
Totally agree, mate. Yeah.
So I guess to give you an example of in person as well, Warwick, like on a week to week, we have events every Thursday, Friday evening, and then Saturday, Sunday day.
Okay.
So if you decided to give a go at like Magic, the Gathering card game, Commander multiplayer, and you came down with Finn on a Thursday night at 6:30, you know, you bring a deck along or borrow a deck and you jump in, and we have between sort of 16 to 24 players in the store. Like, you know, we have seating for 48 or 56 people.
Wow, really?
And you'll sit and play with like...
This building on Hardy Street. Well, yeah. Where's that?
Exactly. Yeah. And so you just play games of Magic with like 20 other people from 6:30 till 9:30 on a Thursday night.
It's not by the Saxton, anywhere near the Saxton Mews, is it?
It's near to like... it's down the end of like Lone Star.
Oh,
so opposite
yeah.
Nelson Electronics,
the church, like and there.
Yeah. There you go, Pete. Get on down. Have some fun. Get out of the house.
there's the address and the time.
129 Hardy.
6:30.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thursday, Friday nights from 6:30, and weekends we do Pokemon, and you know we get 20 plus, you know, give or take children and.
Is it a very, I was just going about to ask their age groups and stuff. Is it a very teenage thing?
Depends on the game, to be honest.
Does it really?
Yeah. So Pokemon's probably the youngest audience. I'd say like 12 to 15 of them every week are like 7 to 12.
Yeah.
And then there's a few like dads or just, you know, guys in their 20s that love playing and that. So they'll all get together on a Saturday afternoon and play in the store as well.
I think I'm going to come in this Saturday and do a casual D&D session as opposed to a big campaign, which takes a bit more commitment, but I've been...
Eyeing it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Go and roll some dice.
Yeah.
It might be Friday night, actually, this week. Yeah, I think the DM's shifted it around.
I think I'm free. Yeah. If I'm not, I'll make time.
Perfect. Awesome.
Hey, Warwick, should we go to a break?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Yeah, what are we going to choose first?
We'll choose AJJ Rejoice.
This is put it Alan Jackson Jihad.
Alan Jackson Jihad, brilliant.
Right.
Here
Rejoice.
It goes.
Rejoice. Mate.
Yeah. Rejoice.
Enjoy it. Cheers.
Ciao.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, rejoice, his eyes are big axes. Oh, rejoice, his arms are burning witches. Oh, rejoice, his hands perform hexes. Rejoice despite the fact this world will hurt you. And rejoice despite the fact this world will kill you. And rejoice despite the Rejoice because you're trying your heart. rejoice, the sky's fucking falling. Oh, rejoice, the world we know is turning. Oh, rejoice, your father's been calling. Rejoice, although this world will devastate you. And rejoice, although this world will penetrate you. And rejoice, although you will not survive. Rejoice, you'll never make it out alive. And rejoice, your hair, it smells like burning hair. Oh, rejoice, all got chewed off. Oh, rejoice, and holy fuck, you're bleeding there. Oh, rejoice, you burned your whole beard off. Rejoice despite the fact this world will hurt you. And rejoice despite the fact this world will kill you. And rejoice despite the fact this world will tear you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a song, Andrew Jackson, Jihad, with Rejoice. Carl's choice today. You're with the Mental Health Half Hour Show with Warwick and Finn. Happy lunchtime, everybody. We're with Marnie and Carl, one from Community Artworks and the other from
Card Merchants.
I knew that.
Hey.
I thought you were leaving it.
Hey, guys. I thought we were walking down a corridor and I was holding a torch and I could hear goblins chittering from behind a door. Oh, what could be behind the door? Should we go in?
Or should we stay?
Is it a booby trap? Who's a thief? Can we check for traps?
Checking for traps.
Is there a priest? Can you cast a blessing, please? I need a blessing. Are we going to open the door?
I cast a spell of good luck.
Thank you, Carl. Oh my God!
Because we don't have any thieves here. We've got no one's got any lock picking skills.
I'm only expecting goblins. Should we go in? That might be easy. Should we go in?
I think we're back on air.
Are we back? Oh shit, the door. The door's. I can see a dragon. Oops. Okay. I'm having too much fun.
And that's probably what will happen if you play D&D.
Yeah. You might have too much fun.
If it's brilliant. Such a
cool. So that's role-playing, peeps. Mm. Yeah.
Thanks for the example. It was good. Yeah. Getting excited.
I had fun. I got excited. Yeah.
So in the break, Carl was just mentioning, I think it's good to summarize his point as this sort of game stuff is not really like a fad or a passing, you know, hype moment like a lot of things that we're used to these days, you know, like social media or certain like channels or things, you know, they come and go like within 6 months or a year. But, you know, Magic the Gathering has been around for 30 years now.
Yeah, 1990, isn't it?
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons, similar if not longer.
A lot longer.
Can I just say Gary Gygax, legend?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Nice, of course. So, yeah, and a lot of the other card games are pushing 25 years now, like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And whatnot. So, you know, it's been around for a long time, and it's kind of going from strength to strength, I would say. COVID had a massive impact, like positively, for just kind of the awareness around games. And I think a lot of like adults that were trapped inside, you know, that were feeling nostalgic or wondering what to do, were suddenly like, you know, what are Pokemon cards doing now? Or like, does this still exist? And they found all, you know, that it was all still happening and out there, as niche as it may have been. And then, you know, suddenly coming out of COVID, it was like just this massive amount of renewed interest and just extra like new like section of people that were just wanting to try D&D, try a new a card game, you know, come along, be part of a community, like go and play tournaments or whatever it was. So
Big tournaments, big prizes too.
I was just in Christchurch this weekend playing a Road to Nationals. So the tournaments there, I play Flesh and Blood now along with Marnie. And we play, I guess you'd say, competitively, but it's not really, no one's really that mean towards each other. It's a pretty good, healthy
community. Competitive doesn't need to have negative connotations, right?
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Totally.
Yeah. But yeah, I was down there playing for a Road to Nationals to get an invite to be able to go to Nationals and play at Nationals.
In August in Wellington.
Mm. Yeah.
And we did it. And we all know Carl's a legend from way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, Carl.
Well, Marnie's already
He's already got his.
You've already got yours. I know. I got mine this weekend. You got yours the other weekend. Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool that. And what's the Nationals kind of all about?
Actually, Nationals is really like the reason why I want to go to Nationals. Like, I'll let you can talk about why you want to be there, Marnie. But the reason why I want to go to Nationals is because there's a whole lot of people that I've met that I like to play games with and like to hang out with, actually. And like, sure, like we're going to go out and play against each other, and there might be some sad faces and some happy faces and stuff, but really, I'm just there to have a bit of a good time with a whole bunch of people that I have something really in common with.
Yeah, exactly.
Tends to be that you find out that you've got a lot more in common with people than you'd ever think.
Mm.
Like I remember the first time opening community artworks up to Magic players, and this big guy Nathan Tofetti turned up. And
legend.
Legend. Yeah, but like he had like. He's a big dude, and he had like a rugby league shirt on and stuff, and he looked a bit rough, and I was a bit like, what's this guy here for? Is he going to steal my cards? and he sat down and started pulling out these cards from like forever ago, and like had these immaculate collections, everything all nice and tidy and stuff, and he was here to play card games.
Yeah, very well.
You know, and so like you can never, it sort of takes that idea of judging a book by its cover away, because you don't know what people are into, eh?
Just to reflect upon specifically Magic the Gathering, there is that appreciation of, you know, all the colours of the rainbow, the spectrum, the alliances.
It's definitely an all-encompassing game, and the company, you know, tries to do their best to be, like, open to all walks of life and all types of people. But I think card game, like people who are into these games or get into it or find something interesting about it, it's actually a very, very spread wide demographic. Like
it is.
You know, I think it's easy to assume that like if people play a card game, they're just, you know, by nature a bit of a nerd, you know, maybe a bit of an introvert, maybe don't have that much social stuff going on otherwise. But you just have literally a whole host of people. Like we have like players.
It's got to be good for your mental health, eh?
What's that?
It's got to be good for your mental health.
It is. It really is, you know. And I mean, I'm glad, Carl, we ended up touching on the travel aspect of cards as well. Like when I was in my early 20s, my partner then sort of made me. I had to go overseas with them and follow them overseas for a trip, which ended up, you know, was fine. But you know, I was already playing Magic back then. This was nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was playing, you know, Magic here in Nelson with Carl at Community Artworks and, you know, a whole group of people. And I went over to the UK, and within like a week, I had found a local game store that did Magic nights. And I went there and played.
What was that like over in London?
Just the same, like in terms of the cards or just the place? The place? I mean, I was in Newcastle, actually, up north, so it was pretty different. It's quite a crazy place. They all kind of wish they were Scottish because they hate the English so much, but they're not Scottish.
Friendly rivalry.
So it's like, it takes you a while to like learn and understand all the lingo and the way that they speak and all the dialects and stuff. But no, it was cool. But yeah, like in terms of the gaming thing, like I took my deck of cards and within like 2 weeks I had, you know, a couple of friends just through going to that event at this local shop. You know, it's that universal language thing, I think, sort of relates to what Carl was saying about you just have this common interest with people like all over. Like, all of these games are like global, you know, they'll be in at least 30 countries, if not more. So you can just go to a hobby shop or a card store or whatever they want to call themselves, and you can find a group of players who do one of the same things you do. And
can you do that sort of thing on online on a computer? Or?
Can I talk about that? Because to save money, I play online. And so by me playing online and working part-time, which gives me a bit of spare time to just do what's called grinding, do you want to expand on grinding money? Or
well, I believe it's just when you play a lot and you can, with the system like online for Magic, what I guess, Finn, you're saying is arena. So every win you get, they'll give you like coins or, you know, online currency, and then with that you can buy or unlock cards, and then you can end up playing like the best decks that you want if you've played enough games to generate getting those.
Are you talking traditional kind of card games like poker and Last Card and
arena specifically? No, arena specifically for Magic the Gathering. So Magic like the all Gathering. The big games will probably build or have their own platform to play their game on, like their own program or their own app or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Yeah.
And I've explored that. So it's available on Android, Mac, and PC. Yeah. But you will need an internet connection. Okay, we're gonna
take a break. Cut to a break.
Yeah,
play another song.
Thanks, Warwick.
Having so much fun.
I'm not looking at the timer.
Okay,
you're all good, guys. Okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes to chat some more. So don't fret.
Yeah. Can I?
It's all good, folks.
I've been talking to some New Zealand hip hop on Facebook, I want to introduce Four Corners
on the down low.
Yep, it's on the down low.
Brilliant, let's hear it. Here you go, guys. We came to get that party started, here we go. Get that on the street, boy. We came to get that party started, here we go. Yeah, get that on the street, boy. We came to get that party started, here we go. We gotta get that on the street, boy. We came to get that party started, here we go. We on the grind, on the hustle, we get busy. On the down low, free flow, low shots at the critics, we block it, don't stop. Four corners on the mic, we rock the spot and get props. This hip hop on your like the cop on the down low. Yeah, get ready for the down low, come on. Low shots from the lyrical clock, it don't stop when we rock the spot. It's like what? Hold up, it's hypocrites and I'm spitting rhymes daily. Just did another caper gig, you better pay me. I stay deep, creating the beats, training it lately. It's been a juggle, defining which rhyme will make me. But hold me up, sip from a holy cup. On the b-ball court, free throws be up. All respects to the brothers pioneering from the start. From hieroglyphics to existence, swarming parts. While the four get poorer, my country's got an aura. Sulfur's in the air like Rotorua and Gamora. MCs love the battle, but some can't handle. The style's incomplete like the Tower of Babel. All the inequalities between the rich and the poor. Even got the good brothers out here breaking the law. You gotta strive through, all in the name of survival. Been f***ing on critics ever since our arrival. On the down low, free flow, low shots at the critics, we block it, don't stop. Four corners on the mic, we rock the spot and get props. This hip hop on your like the cop on the down low. Yeah, get ready for the down low, come on. Free flow, low shots from the lyrical clock, it don't stop when we rock a spot. It's like what? I had to get that money, you know I got me a fam. I got plans to make grands and own some property, man. On the street, the money chases a monopoly, man. If the cops ain't got the drop, a gang be robbing you, man. You know they tell it good, lick shots just like a melon. What I did, a motherfucker, come sell up in the neighborhood. He ain't eating right because we in the banquet. Had him seeing more patches than your grandma's blanket. And you, you don't really wanna f*** with no local, unless you wanna wake up in some hospital chokehold. I came from the hood, life ain't no joke. You afraid, knock on wood every time that you blow. Oh, I never give in to the face of the popo. They chase a brother down every time I break a protocol. You know the same old
can happen. It's different rapping than hustling the street. It ain't no game. On the down low, free flow, low shots at the critics. We block it, don't stop. Four corners on the mic, we rock the spot and get props. This hip hop on your like the cop on the down low. Yeah, get ready for the down low. Come on. Low shots from the lyrical clock. It don't stop when we rock the spot. It's like one. So choose hip hop and you can walk with hits, but choose the hate and you can walk the steps. You don't understand my words, but you must choose. We all in this to win, so you must move. No blocks for me. Get dragged like Hector from Achilles for coming after me. So your archery spitters, we artillery ignited. The heat, oxygen, and fuel providers. Arch enemies cut like Samson from Delilah. Once we're warriors like Campion. No denying the self-proclaimed champions. Corners catching fire on the D-Lo. You know how we flow. We the one cheap rockers. Why cut no cheap rockers? Making that hip-hop. When I hear beatboxer, ain't in it for the fame, but they know who we are. H-Town, city styles, and your local bar. On the down low, free flow, low shots at the critics, we block it, don't stop. Four corners on the mic, we rock the spot and get props. This hip-hop on your like the cop on the down low. Yeah, get ready for the down low, come on. Free flow, low shots from the lyrical clock. It don't stop when we rock the spot, it's like one. You know where we at. Smooth Incorporated. Yeah.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. That was Four Corners on the Down Low, a song choice by Finn. Hope you enjoyed that. We're with Marnie and Carl again on the Mental Health Half Hour show. Right, to wrap up things, guys.
Any comments, Carl, Marnie?
Yeah, sure. I think the best part about, like I specifically play card games, but any sort of in-person game is, like, definitely community and being together, like, so that we can all support each other. And, like, you can turn up having a crap day and then all of a sudden you're actually having a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Cool, I like the idea of that.
Yeah, I've definitely had a lot of that in my life. I've had a lot of moments where I haven't had, was not having a good mental health time, and I turn up to do the thing I always turn up to do, and then someone turns up and my day is just so much, just that small amount brighter, but then it just gets brighter and brighter till it's a sunny day.
I hate to see the light and force yourself to often do something.
That's right.
Stretch it's hard. Comfort. It's tough going. You've got to grit your teeth a little bit. But like you say, once you get to the room and you meet this person, or this person comes up to you, or whatever it may be, forcing yourself to do something to remedy, and you're fine.
It helps with anxiety and everything.
It does.
You get through it. You know, you need to teach yourself to get through anxiety, I think, like, personally. So, like, having to turn up and be there and do it, it's really, really important.
Mm.
Yeah, and to speak metaphorically and be a bit cheesy, if you're having a cloudy day, suddenly you feel magical.
Mm-hmm.
Magical.
no pun intended, but
with no pun intended.
Magic.
Yeah, magical.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think, like you say, just... I mean, socializing in general is just so important. Like, even people who would class themselves
as introverts
still
need people.
Still need it. Yeah, you need people around.
And even even confident people can have room for improvement.
100%.
And
probably confident and extroverted people do actually still suffer a little bit of social anxiety sometimes. Every now and again, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is that when you put like a purpose or a reason for, you know, a group of people to meet up, if they're all on the same page with what that is, like in this case, playing a game, then you don't need to be as nervous, kind of thing. You know, like you're all there for the same reason, and you all know how to do that and play or conduct that thing. And then the, you know, meeting each other, sharing things, having a laugh, that all kind of comes as it wants to, like, secondary to the game. So it allows some people who are a bit more, you know, if you feel like you're a bit more quiet or something, you can kind of focus on your games, and that's fine, and you won't be judged for that or whatever. But also at the same time, if you feel like, okay, like, that you get in on the first round in the game, and then you like, oh, hey, how's it going, you know, and you can, like, use the gaming to start a conversation or whatever, right? So it's just like a perfect spot. And I think that, interestingly, you know, a lot of us were saying before the show started out there, but, you know, there are a load of us that have had, you know, I guess, measured or sort of diagnosed mental challenges. But for people that have never had that or don't think they have any mental challenges, it's still important to try different things or to have something that breaks up your weekly routine, you know, because I see so many people who are like, you know, quote unquote normal, and they'll go to work and they'll go home and they'll do the things at home, and then the next morning they'll go to work and then they'll go home and you know, and you like engage in conversation, you ask how they're doing or like what's on for them or, you know, what they're excited about, and it's like often there's just not much there.
There's no substance, eh?
Yeah, if you go and you know, go down to your local store and have some games and try something brand new and meet like three or four cool people and have a mean time, you know, that's just good for your brain. Like humans thrive off diversity and trying different experiences, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And so,
thanks for that, Marnie. It's really cool.
Before we're about to basically wrap up the show, but can I just end on one particular topic for me about D&D is that stereotype of back in the 80s of it was only nerds, as we've slightly covered earlier in the show. But yeah, it was a real stereotype, and it's really changed a lot.
Yeah. Infinitely.
You've got school kids doing it now, you know, across even Dungeons & Dragons and card games, but you've got anything from, you know, 12-year-old schoolboy to like, you know, transgender Kim, 37-year-old like mum of three or whatever, to like lawyer Dan who's like runs a firm, you know, to like recovering alcoholic this guy, like it's just, you know, it's like anyone plays, like sporty Mike who plays football for reps and whatever, but he still loves coming in for a round of Pokemon, you know, like everyone's totally different, and it's like all walks of life. And
so, cool how the modern day sort of spread that around a little bit. 2023 and the millennium and stuff, and things like gaming and stuff that you can do on a computer or online as well. People are just taking to it's really
I just love how much it's starting to take the people that are online into real life again, though.
And
it's been really exciting to see that happening.
The element of moving away from doing it at home in your bedroom or lounge or whatever,
being stuck inside we don't do things like appreciate body language enough. You know, all these little subtle things that we do with our brains automatically, we don't appreciate those things enough. So like you could just sit at home and play games all day, but like it doesn't challenge your mind so much.
Well, an interesting point that I just want to highlight is that it's kind of an illusion, but you'll hear online, like exclusive online gamers, they'll say, you know, but I have friends, like I am social. When I play COD or I play Fortnite, I have like my headpiece and I'm chatting with four of my mates that I've never met in person. But you know, that's the argument or the defense they use or whatever, you know, not that you're accusing them that it's bad, but they'll say, oh no, it's totally, and that's their justification. But again, just to relate it to something else or make a comparison, like when we were in COVID, we all had to ring and talk to people on the phone or like on video phone, our loved ones and our mates and whoever. And we felt that was weird or annoying or frustrating or nowhere near as good as the real thing, right?
So
if you like online gaming and you are good at it and you have friends, come and try some in-person card games or board games or role-playing as well at Card Merchant.
And it will just be even better.
Cool. And you can do both.
That's a really good place to finish up, shall we?
Can I just say three words?
Oh, words.
Unity through diversity.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Marnie. Thanks, Carl.
Been a good show. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, listeners.
Cool.
Good place.
Ka kite.
We'll catch you up next time.
Yep.
Ciao.
Have a good one.
Cheers.
Yeah.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.